This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal voices no alternative to democracy and multilateralism to overcome global tensions, adversities in 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly. South Korea expresses interest to support Pokhara in transport management. And North Korea fires missile defense weapons test at United Nations annual meeting. Now, the news in detail. Nepal has voiced that there is no alternative to democracy and multilateralism in overcoming the situation rife with tension and adversities created in the contemporary world due to various problems as COVID-19 pandemic, terrorism, conflict and natural disasters. Addressing the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly session, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka reiterated Nepal's unwavering belief on multilateralism and the United Nations, which was at its center. He said it would be possible to increase understanding and cooperation in the world, ensure the common future of the people of the world, and promote shared interest only through multilateralism. Minister Khadka further added that the COVID-19 crisis has brought the world to a grinding halt, devastated the global economy, pushed an additional 150 million people into extreme poverty, and threatened to reverse hard-earned development gains. Likewise, Foreign Ministers Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka met with United Nations Under Secretary General for Operational Support Atul Khare in New York. Minister Dr. Khadka and Under Secretary General Khare discussed strengthening cooperation between Nepal and the United Nations in the field of UN peacekeeping. According to Permanent Mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York, the two also dwelt on peacekeeping force deployed in the warring countries. Meanwhile, Minister Khadka held a bilateral meeting with his Bahrain counterpart, Dr. Abdulatif bin Rashid Al Zayani. The two discussed various matters of bilateral cooperation in field of human resources, trade, investment and tourism. South Korea has expressed its interest to support in the transport management of Pokhara, the capital of Gandaki province. Ambassador of Republic of Korea to Nepal, Park Chung-suk, who is in Pokhara in connection with the International Tourism Day at the invitation of the Gandaki Province government, expressed this during a meeting with Chief Minister Krishna Chandra Nepali Pokharel. The South Korean envoy said he was impressed by the beauty and geographical location of Pokhara and its surroundings, expressing interest in operation and management of smart transportation in the lake city. In the meeting that took place on Monday, Chief Minister Pokharel described South Korea as a strong partner of Nepal in technology development and expansion, stating that the country has provided important cooperation in education, health, rural development, good governance, climate change risk reduction, industry and energy sectors. The hotels in Lumbini area have announced various offers in their services to customers to rev up their businesses hit hard by COVID-19 pandemic. Lumbini Hotel Association stated that the hotels have offered discount on food and accommodation targeting the domestic tourist. The association believes that this offer will help prop up the tourism business weakened by the pandemic. It is expected to attract visitors to Lumbini. Along with the hotels in Lumbini area, Siddhartha Hotel Association has also stated that the hotels in neighboring Vairavad city have also announced discount offers targeting domestic tourists. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of the country towards afternoon. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. South Korea's military has said North Korea has fired a short-range missile towards the sea off its east coast early on Tuesday. The test happened as North Korea's ambassador said at the United Nations that no one could deny Pyongyang's right to self-defense and to test weapons. Early this month, Pyongyang test-fired both ballistic and cruise missiles. But several days ago, North Korea had also expressed willingness to engage in talks with the South. The U.S. military said in a statement on Tuesday that it was aware of the missile launch, but that it posed no immediate threat to U.S. personnel or its allies. Afghanistan's banking system is near to collapse. Syed Mosa Khalim al-Falahi, the chief executive of the Islamic Bank of Afghanistan, said the country's financial industry is in the grip of an existential crisis as customers panic. Afghanistan's economy was already on a shaky ground even before the Taliban took control in August. According to the World Bank, Afghanistan is hugely dependent on foreign aid. About 40% of its gross domestic product comes from international aid. The polls have closed in Germany, and Germany's central-left Social Democrats have claimed a narrow victory in the federal election. Now, the complicated process of forming a coalition government begins. Germans went to polls on 26th September. It was a significant election because the new chancellor would replace Angela Merkel, who has spent 16 years at the helm. It was an extremely tight race, but no party won enough votes to form a majority in the Bundestag, Germany's parliament. That means that a coalition government must be formed. This is nothing new for Germany, as since the Second World War, no party has ever won enough seats to form a government on its own. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal voices no alternative to democracy and multilateralism to overcome global tensions and adversities in 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly. South Korea expresses interest to support Pokhara in transport management. And North Korea fires missile defense weapons test at United Nations annual meeting. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.